Chapter 6 A Serious Talk. "I met with Morris today," Aunt Lavinia told her niece that evening. For almost the first time in her life, Catherine felt angry. Her aunt was interfering, and she did not like it. "I don't think that was the right thing to do," Catherine said. "I should see him, not you." "But you aren't seeing him." "That's only because Father doesn't allow it," answered Catherine. Then, after staying silent for a while, she asked, "What did he say?" "He's ready to marry you."
"Did he seem sad?"
"He was dark under the eyes," said Aunt Lavinia. She looked at her niece and then said in an annoyed voice, "Why are you so cold?"
"Did he say that?"
"No, but he's worried that you're frightened of your father." Catherine turned to look at the fire.
"I am frightened of him. But I know that Morris trusts me. I will not give him up."
Then she added, "Don't meet with Morris again. It's not right." Her aunt stood up and said excitedly, "My dear, are you jealous of me?"
"Of course not, Aunt."
"You should not tell your aunt what is right."
"It's bad to lie. I promised my father that I won't see Morris,"
said Catherine. "Yes, but I didn't promise him that," answered Aunt Lavinia. "Will you tell your father?"
"No, Aunt Lavinia. But please don't do it again."
"I'm disappointed in you," her aunt replied, "but your father won't be. He will be pleased that you are doing what he wants. Good night." And she left the room. Catherine stayed by the fire, thinking. Aunt Lavinia seemed very silly to her, and it surprised her to think badly of her aunt. Then she decided that she wanted to go to see her father in his library. She knocked on the door and went in.
"What's the matter?" her father asked her.
Catherine's heart beat very fast because she was frightened of him.
"I've come to talk to you about Mr. Townsend. I haven't seen him again, but I want to."
"Will you end your engagement?"
her father asked, seriously, looking at her from his desk.
"No, Father."
"Have you written to him?"
"Yes, 4 times, Catherine answered. "I've asked him to wait for me."
Her father looked at her with his cold eyes. At last, he said,
"You're a good child. Come here to your father."
He got up and held up his arms. She went to him and he put his arms round her and kissed her.
"Do you want to make me very happy?"
"Yes, I do. But I don't think that I can," Catherine said.
"Give him up."
He looked at her with love in his eyes. They were silent for a long time.
"You'll be unhappy for a short while, but if you marry him, you'll be unhappy all your life. You should know that I care about you and that I'm right. Don't you trust me?"
"I don't believe that Morris is a bad man," she cried.
"I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm asking you to trust me, he replied. He's lazy and only cares about himself.
Don't say that, Father.
Then she added,
may I see him again?
Yes.
Will you be angry?
Yes.
I'll only meet him once more. I'll tell him to wait.
What do you want him to wait for?
For you to change your mind. For you to know him better and approve of him.
I will never approve of him.
But we can wait a long time, said poor Catherine, sadly.
Dr. Sloper answered quietly, you can wait till I die, if you like.
Catherine looked at him and replied, if I don't marry before your death, I won't marry after.
But her father did not believe her.
She added, maybe Morris can, very slowly, persuade you. When you know him better, you'll like him.
I won't allow him to talk to me again. I won't ever like him.
After those words, Catherine felt there was no hope anymore, and she was very unhappy. Her father said,
I must tell you, if you marry him, you won't get any money from me.
That would be very right, answered Catherine. If I marry a man that you don't approve of, I shouldn't get any of your money.
Tell Mr. Townsend what I said, Dr. Sloper said, laughing. I don't think that he'll be pleased.
She looked at her father, and in her shy voice, she said, I think that I will see him only once.
Her father turned towards the window and said, if you see him, you're a terrible daughter, and you will hurt me very much.
This was too much for Catherine. She started crying and went to him, holding her hands toward him, but he did not take her in his arms. He just moved her into the hall and closed the door softly behind her. Dr. Sloper stood and listened for a long time. He knew that she was still standing outside. He was sorry for her, but he was sure that he was right. At last, he heard her feet on the stairs. He walked round his library and thought, oh dear, I don't think that she is going to give him up. But this thought did not make him sad or annoyed. It just made him laugh a bit, because it made things more interesting. I want to see how this ends, he thought.